And now let's turn to international news for a few minutes and our colleagues at the BBC. This morning we're joined by Rob Hugh-Jones from London. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Okay, so let's begin, of course, with the pandemic in Europe, which is also seeing cases go up in some places as we are here, I understand. So I want to begin by zooming in on Austria. Today, that country is reimposing a national lockdown to curb some rising infections. What's going on there, and what's the picture more widely across Europe, Rob?
Yes, well, if you look across Europe right now, Lauren, you see a new wave of COVID sweeping across the continent, and that's not hyperbole, that's truth, and also a reaction to the restrictions that some governments are bringing in. So you mentioned Austria. On Saturday, we saw tens of thousands of people protesting in Vienna against this nationwide lockdown. This is the fourth nationwide, full nationwide lockdown that Austria has brought in. And as you say, it's reimposed from today. That's not the only thing Austria is doing. It's also making compulsory vaccinations from the 1st of February. And the reason it's doing that is because Austria's currently got about 16,000 cases per day, which on an American scale is small. But you have to remember, Austria is only 8.7 million people. Mm. So 16,000 is high for them. And if you look across Western Europe, Austria is one of the lowest vaccinated populations. About two-thirds of that population are fully vaccinated, which means a third are not. And that's one reason why they are seeing infections rise as fast as they are. I should just say, on a wider basis, we've had three nights of violence in the Netherlands, protests there against the restrictions that the Dutch government imposed about a week ago, partial lockdown. And in Belgium, there were some 35,000 people out in the streets, an estimate last night. And again, they were, you know, angry at the government, flying flags of kind of freedom and you know, don't interfere with our liberty and so on. And that's unusual. It's unusual to see that in places like Belgium and the Netherlands. And we are seeing it in other countries as well across Europe.
Okay. So let's turn then to Iran. Another big story this week will be Iran and the prospects of talks with Iran over its nuclear program and whether or not that will restart. So bring us up to date here, Rob.
Yeah, well, this is interesting because your listeners will remember that in 2015, six world powers, including the US, of course, signed a deal with Iran. And the idea was that Iran would give up or, you know, reduce its efforts in terms of developing nuclear weapons, nuclear power and so on. And in return, the Western powers would release or lift sanctions on Iran, which is very important to Iran because there's been a lot of mistrust over the years. There's been a lot of sanctions placed on Iran, and the economy in that country has really suffered, and so much so that people came onto the streets in 2019 in big numbers, and that was brutally squashed or curtailed by the authorities there. So Iran has had a rocky couple of years. Now, if you remember that deal back in 2015, well, Donald Trump pulled out of that when he got to the White House. But when Joe Biden got there, he said, well, let's reconsider this and let's see whether we might get back into this deal, which was a historic deal after all. Mm-hmm. And he was egged on and encouraged by his allies around the world. So formal talks began back in May to try and see if restoration of this deal could happen. And what we're going to see in 1 week's time, on Monday of next week, is talks again in Vienna around bringing this deal back onto the table. And today we're seeing the UN IAEA, which is the nuclear watchdog, the guy that runs that, is heading to Tehran for 3 days. So that's why I think you're going to see Iran creeping up the news agenda over the next week or so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so finally, let's end with this really interesting story out of China. There's a fascinating carpet from China's Ming Dynasty that goes up for auction in Paris this week. Why is this such a significant piece, and who's going to buy it, Rob?
Yeah, I love this one. This is a rare carpet that survived from the Imperial Palace of the Forbidden City in Beijing. It's estimated to be worth about $4 million. It was woven in the 16th century, so in the 1500s, as you say, during the Ming Dynasty. And interestingly, it was woven in red, but because of the passage of the years, it has become a kind of mustard yellow color. Mm. And it's quite big. It's like 60 feet by 60 feet. You know, it's quite a large and beautiful ornate carpet with incredible kind of symbols on it. You know, it's got two five-clawed dragons writhing above the foaming seas, which apparently represents the earth. It also has a pearl in the middle, which symbolizes longevity and prosperity and wealth and so on. So there's lots of symbols on this beautiful carpet. Anyway, this is going under the hammer in Paris. Interestingly, Christie's have managed to trace the provenance of the carpet back to a wealthy American couple who bought it while they were on honeymoon in China in 1920. They brought it back to, they lived in Cincinnati, they brought it back to Cincinnati, and they loaned it to a museum of art. And then finally in the 1980s, they sold it to a Swiss vendor, and it's the Swiss vendor who is now selling it again. But some people wonder, are we going to see a Chinese buyer? And therefore, is this remarkable carpet, historic carpet, is it going to be repatriated to mainland China? And that will be interesting to see.
Yeah, well, all right. Rob Hugh-Jones joining us from London with the BBC. Rob, thank you so much as always.
Great. Thanks so much, Lauren.